Bishop Dr. Wayne Thomas and Minister Charissia Thomas.
I want you to stand up this time and play it. Jesus.
Wow. What a powerful song. Come on, give God a hand up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, you sang already, and you did a wonderful job. But I have a request for a church anthem, and I want all y'all to help me with it. And how we do at Pilgrim, I'd like to hear you read with me. Just one verse. Y'all ready? Let's read. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. God bless you. Thank you for your kindness. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. The grass withers, the flowers they fade, but the word of our God shall stand forever.
Yes, sir.
We solicit your prayers, please. I want to talk to you tonight from the subject, our God is renowned and he ought to be celebrated.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's good news, isn't it?
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, our God
is renowned.
And he ought to be,
celebrated.
So in a spirit of celebration, won't you give him a big hand of praise? Hallelujah. This is the last night, Bishop, but this ain't the last time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because on August the 3rd,
yes, sir,
you're going to come to us down in Pinkleville.
Yes, sir.
I heard him saying, where in the world is Pinkleville?
Yeah.
But when you get there and be there, you're going to know where it's at from then on. You're going to know we somebody.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to know we on the map.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. We have good church down the bayou.
Yeah.
And the church said, amen.
Yeah.
Our God is renowned.
Yes, he is.
And he ought to be celebrated.
Amen.
So to begin with, my brethren and my sisters, Christian friends, well-wishers, and saints of God, I came tonight to tell us that our God is renowned. Our God is a regal God, and our God is revered and deserves our best praise.
Uh-huh.
Our God ought to be greatly celebrated.
Yes, sir.
I came tonight, Lady Thomas, to celebrate God.
Yes, sir.
Dang it. They know how we carried on last night. I'm going to give you another chance. I came tonight. That we will celebrate our God. Now, that's the second time. I'm going to give you one more time. I came tonight to celebrate our renowned God. He's worthy to be praised. Anybody don't mind praising the Lord up in here? He's worthy of all of our praise. And our biblical character tonight.
Yes, sir.
Let me talk to my young musicians a while. And seasons as well. Our biblical character tonight is King David.
All right.
And who better than King David? Wait, there you are. Can show us how to celebrate our renowned God.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, just hold on for a minute. Let me give you a brief history.
All right.
Without keeping you too long tonight, the Bible tells us that the first time they attempted to bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord back to Jerusalem, that an old ox slipped. And when he slid, the whole Ark of the Covenant shifted and was about to fall. Somebody say, oh no.
Oh no.
Listen now, the Ark of the Covenant housed the Ten Commandments, which were tablets of stone. And the Ark of the Covenant was encased in a box and overlaid in gold. Somebody said, teach me, Pastor. The Ark of the Covenant had a cherubim, an angel, facing on the left. And then it had another cherubim angel facing on the right. And they faced each other. Are y'all up in here? The Ark of the Covenant had four rings on it. Everybody say four rings. Two in the front and two in the back.
All right.
And nobody was supposed to touch the Ark. So the Ark of the Covenant had two specially made wooden poles that were designed to slip through the rings in the front and the rings in the back, that nobody would touch God's Ark of the Covenant.
Yes, sir.
Am I doing all right in here?
All right.
But Dr. Dreamer, the problem came after that old ox slipped on the Ark of the Covenant slid and was about to fall. And as a result, mankind tried to reach up and help God.
Yeah.
Y'all missed that right there. Bible said they dropped dead on the spot.
Yes, sir.
And that tell me something. Don't mess with God's stuff.
No, no.
God know how to take care of his own.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Everybody got scared and they left the Ark of the Covenant at Obed-Edom's house.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they left it at Obed-Edom's house, the Bible says as long as the Ark of the Covenant rested at Obed-Edom's house, Obed-Edom's house was blessed.
He was blessed.
Are y'all up in here? Everything in his house got blessed.
Yes, sir.
And that tells me something. Keep the Lord ever present in your home.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but as for me and my house,
yeah,
we're going to serve the Lord. Well, now you know a brief history. Can I tell a story now? Brothers and sisters, the Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart.
Yes, he was.
And some people will come into church,
mm-hmm,
and they'll praise God in such a way that all of heaven stops and listens.
Yes, sir.
Watch what they say in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Hush! Wait a minute. I hear my cheering calling.
Yes, sir.
And you know what God does? The Bible says God actually inhabits the praises of his people.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you don't have a praise in your heart,
come on,
a praise ought to come out on your lips.
Yeah.
Anybody come to praise the Lord tonight?
Yeah.
I come to celebrate our God.
Yeah.
And David was a special kind of praiser.
Yes, he was.
He was an excellent musician.
Uh-huh.
He was a brilliant composer.
Oh, yeah.
And songwriter.
Yes,
he was a great singer. And David could dance.
Yeah.
When I think about Jesus, what he done for me.
Yeah.
When I think about Jesus and how he set me free, I can dance, 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 dance. I'll cut that rug right now. Yeah, yeah. David was a man after God's own heart. And David praised God so hard, the Bible says.
Yeah.
That in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, David danced clean out of his clothes.
Yeah.
And his wife Michelle got mad about it.
Yeah.
It's all right, Reverend Foster. You can dance right out your clothes, bro. And God ain't mad with you. Michelle say, it don't take all that. You ain't got to carry on like that. But you know one thing, you don't know what the Lord done for me. David, I don't care what you say. Because I came to praise the Lord. Our God is renowned and he ought to be celebrated. The story goes that they are back in Jerusalem. And number one, you know I like to call off the points, right?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
And number one, they brought the Ark of the Covenant of God and put it inside the tent that David had set up for it.
All right.
Y'all up in here?
Uh-huh.
Now stay with me. I got a lot of teaching to do tonight.
Go ahead.
Number two, they offered burnt offerings and fellowship offerings to God. And I get it. I get it, because if you read the story, you'll see that our God is renowned and he ought to be celebrated.
Yeah.
The Ark of the Agreement, or the Ark of the Covenant, or the Ark of the Bereath, and however you want to describe it, is God's divine contract,
mm-hmm,
with Israel that the blessings of the Lord would rest, rule, and abide with them. And the church said amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, this is serious business.
Yes, it is.
And David took it very seriously.
Yes, sir.
David respected God. And the church said
amen.
David reverenced God. And the church said
amen.
Amen. And David presented God in a renowned way.
Yes, he did.
Number three. In 1 Chronicles 16 and 2, the Bible says, when David had finished giving the burnt offering and fellowship offering, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. David was not selfish.
No.
Come on, say amen, y'all.
Amen.
He shared God's blessings and prosperity with the congregation.
Yeah,
he gave every Israelite, both man and woman, a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
And the church said amen.
Yeah.
That bread was good today, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I tore it up. They told me, put it down, Rev. You got to preach tonight. That bread was good, no boy. That bread
good. He gave everybody some bread.
Yes, sir.
David gave them some dates and some raisins. Yes, sir. And every Israelite got something. And Bishop, there was no lack.
Yes, sir.
Come on, say amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I like being a giver.
Yeah.
Come on, say amen, y'all.
Amen.
I seek to be a giver.
Yeah.
I desire to be a giver.
Yes.
And I came tonight to be a blessing to House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church. The Bible says that David appointed some Levites to serve before the ark of the Lord. They had the job of leading the worship and giving thanks and praises unto God, the God of Israel. In other words, they were the official church officers in that capacity, and they did their job well.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
Say amen. Here you come. And that lets us know that there ought to always be some kind of liturgical order in the church.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, say
yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
Well, how you know that, Dr. Allen? Because I look at my black and white sitting up in there right now on our front row. Got Pilgrim Baptist Church on their row. Orthodoxy in place. Come on, say amen. It ought to be some order.
Yes, sir.
In God's house, everything ought to be decent and in
order.
Yep. Well, the Bible says in verse 5 that David had Asaph, who played the cymbals and was the leader. Zechariah was second to him. The other Levites were Jehaziel, Shemiroth.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. That's a hard word, y'all. Yes, Shemaroth, Jehiel, Mattaniah, Eliel, Benaniah, Obed-Edom, Jael.
Yeah.
They played the lyre and the harp.
Yeah.
I got through them names pretty good, didn't I?
Yes, sir. That's all right, y'all.
It's some hard words, boy.
Yeah,
don't you name your turn that. Teacher, you going to be talking about I can't pronounce your name. In verse 6, Benaniah and Jehaziel were the priests who blew the trumpets regularly for the Ark of the Covenant. It was an agreement with God. Everybody say it was an agreement.
Agreement.
You got to be in the business for the right. It was an agreement with God. And in verse 7, David, for the first time, Ronald, get this. For the first time, he gave Asaph and his relatives the job of singing praises unto God using his songbook.
Yeah,
oh, did y'all get that right there?
Yeah,
all musicians don't want you to be playing their song.
Yeah.
Come on, say amen. But David didn't care. David was like, you're going to be doing this unto the Lord. So all of y'all play my song like I want to hear.
Yeah, yeah.
And brothers and sisters, David's song was off the hook. Everybody say off the hook.
Off the hook.
David's song was off the chain. Everybody say off the chain.
Okay.
And David's song was dope. Everybody say it was dope.
Dope.
And in modern times, that would be called the nomination for a Grammy Soul of the Year.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about tonight.
Yeah.
Something that good.
Yeah.
So listen for a little while as we glean glorious nuggets from David's musical rendition.
Help us, Alan. Help us.
Look at our theme passage of scripture in 1 Chronicles 16 and verses 8 through 13.
Yeah.
The Bible says, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Verse 10, glory ye in his name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Verse 11, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually.
Yes,
verse 12, remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Verse 13, O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen one. All right, now briefly for a little while, let me unpack a little bit of the portion of this text.
Go ahead.
Number one, give thanks to the Lord. Everybody say, give thanks to the Lord.
Thanks to the Lord.
When you came in here tonight, it told you when you walked through the door, you ought to be saying, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
You ought to be saying, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
You should have been saying, thank you, Holy Ghost. You brought us from a mighty long way. You allowed us to come all the way up here to Helic.
Yes, sir.
And unscathed.
Yes, sir.
And ain't nothing went wrong.
Yeah.
I told y'all we got through part A. And now we're in part B.
Yes, sir.
All we got to do is get through this service.
Uh-huh.
Then we're going to get through part C.
Yeah.
We're going to get home safe again.
That's it.
Amen.
Amen.
So somebody said, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Number two, the Bible says, call upon his name.
Yeah.
Because the more I call him, I don't know about you,
yes,
but
sir,
the better I feel about it. Yeah. If I can't call on nobody else, I call on the Lord.
Yeah.
I love the Lord. Because
yes,
he heard my cry.
Yeah.
He pitied my every cry. Long as I live, while trouble arise, I'll his on the, his throne. I'll call on the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Number three.
All right.
Make known his deeds among the people.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all up in here?
Go ahead.
Well, y'all remember in the New Testament when blind Bartimaeus was by the roadside.
Uh-huh.
And they say, hush up, Bartimaeus.
Uh-huh.
He said, no, Jesus coming.
That's
right. They said, hush up, Bartimaeus.
No.
He said, no. They said, hush up. He said, no. They said, hush up. He said, no. Jesus. Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, wait a minute. Well, man, what you need? I want my sight, Lord.
That's it.
I've been riding in this tin can long enough.
Yes, sir.
And all them, they ain't helped me nothing.
No.
Yeah, but if you let me see,
uh-huh,
I'll be all right. My daddy taught me a long time ago, Reverend Foster. My daddy taught me a long time ago. You can give a man a fish.
All right.
But if you teach him how to fish,
that's it,
he can make a living for himself.
That's it.
Bartimaeus got his sight, and I heard him say, I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Now,
I was blind, but now I can see.
Yeah.
And I imagine Bartimaeus saying, you can't tell it like I can tell it. What the Lord has done for me. Because he's brought me from a mighty, mighty long way. Has the Lord brought anybody from a mighty long way?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Brought us from a mighty long way. Let me just say something about Jesus while I'm talking. You know what he did? He made the lame to walk. He made the dumb to talk. He made the deaf to hear. He made the blind to see. And he raised the dead.
Yeah.
That's who he is. Make known his deeds.
Yeah.
Number four, in verse 9, David says, sing to God. Even if you can't carry a tune in a bucket,
all right,
sing anyhow.
Yeah.
Are y'all up in here telling you they will sing anyhow, baby?
Sing anyhow.
Songwriter said, I will sing, hallelujah.
Yeah.
I will sing, oh Lord, because you are the source of my supply. Lord, I praise you and I lift you high. I'll sing, hallelujah, oh Lord. Brothers and sisters, we ought to sing praises unto God, because he's given us hills and mountains. He's given us level plains. He's given us food and clothing. He's given us shelter from the storm and the rain. I will sing. Hallelujah. Sing your song, baby.
Uh-huh.
Tell your neighbor, sing your song, baby.
Sing your song.
Sing your song, God. Sing your song.
Sing it.
Sing it.
Yes, sir.
Number five. The last part of verse 9 says, talk ye of all his wondrous works.
Yes, sir.
Did y'all get that part right there in verse 9?
Yeah.
If I started talking about all of God's wondrous works, I'd be here all day, tomorrow, the next day, next week, and I'd never get to the end of it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give you 7 right out the gate.
All right.
Can I do that right quick?
Go ahead.
Number one, God created the heavens and the earth.
Yeah.
Number two, God made mankind in his own image.
Yeah.
Number three, God saved Noah and his family on the ark.
Yeah.
Number four, God saved the Israelites and let them walk through the Red Sea on dry land.
Yeah.
Number five, God made Joshua, my favorite moment nowadays,
cross
the Jordan River on dry land.
Yeah.
Number six, then made Joshua march around Jericho City 7 times and the walls of Jericho came tumbling down.
Yeah.
Last one, number seven. God let little David, when he was a shepherd boy, get a rock and a slingshot and hurl it around in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, And in the name of the Holy Ghost, pow!
Yeah.
Shot go lie down there.
Yeah.
And now we're back to me. First Chronicles 16 and 10. The Bible says, glory ye in his name.
Yeah.
Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Y'all gonna be in here for a little while?
Go ahead.
I got a long way to go, but a short time to get there.
All right.
That means that we ought to tell the world that there's no other. I had to have this conversation with my daughter, and I got to come real with it tonight. And I don't want to be backing up from it, and I don't want to be fake phony.
Come on now. Come on now.
There is no other name under the heaven whereby men must be saved. Except the name of Jesus.
That's it.
Not no Buddha. Not no Mohammed.
Yeah.
Not no Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
His name is Jesus.
Yes,
anybody you know him?
Yeah.
That's my testimony. I got to tell you.
That's it.
You know what's wrong, Dr. Zabel? I'm going to tell you what's wrong. We preachers try to accommodate everybody else.
All right.
They ain't accommodating you. Buddha ain't gonna talk about Jesus is the only way. So why are we doing that? Jesus is the only way.
The only way.
That's the official record.
The only way. Only way. That's it. That's settled.
I didn't mean to get like that, y'all, but I had that conversation. I talked the word of God with my children every day, y'all.
Stay right there.
Yeah.
Right. Stay right there.
Because I don't want them to be lost and go to hell.
Yes, sir.
You ought to talk the word with your children too.
Yeah.
You wrong to say, teach your children diligently the word of God. And when it's time, the Bible said, train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he is old, he shall not depart. I didn't write that down. That was for free there, y'all. In verse 11, the song says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually.
Yes, sir.
Scripture, back up scripture.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all up in here?
Yes.
You know, last night I told you, First Lady Thomas, I told y'all, I said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Yeah.
I said that, right?
Yes.
But I didn't back it up and tell you what things. What things?
Come on.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what it is. Your food, number one. Your fitness, number two. Your finances, number three. Your faith, number four. And your future secured in Jesus. And the church said amen. We're talking about our renowned God that we gladly celebrate. Tell your neighbor, I was glad. When they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Oh, you know why? Where prayers can be heard and God's tender mercy certainly can be found. Even in,
Alan,
and especially in,
yes,
the house of praise,
yes,
for gospel, missionary Baptist Church.
Yes,
I got to hold myself back, boy.
Go ahead.
Blessings in the house, right here.
Yes, sir.
Verse 12,
yeah,
in the text. The text teaches, talks, and tells us, remember his marvelous works that he has done.
Yeah.
His wonders and the judgments of his mouth.
Yeah.
That means that when I think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out and makes me shout hallelujah. I'll shout up in here if nobody else shouts with me, because God is too good to me, Mel, for me to be quiet on him now.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, he brought something like me.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. I should have been dead, Kevin. Oh, sleeping in my grave, but the Lord saw fit. Pick me up and turn me around, put my feet on solid ground. And I just want to say thank you. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say bless his holy name. Somebody say praise the Lord. The Bible said let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
You've been listening to The House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church at 8 Prospect Street in Alexandria, with Dr. Bishop Wayne Thomas and Minister Sharisha Thomas. to correspond with them. 318-730-9780.